Let's go to Emma in Denver. She's got a question about her husband who may have sleep apnea. Are you there, Emma?
Yes, sir.
Your husband has a sleep apnea issue. This could end up being a serious issue. So what you can do tonight is to take a heavy pillow from the sofa and stick it at his back. Because about 99% of the people who have sleep apnea only have sleep apnea when they sleep on their back. So if you prevent him from being able to sleep on his back, there'll be no sleep apnea. And he has to agree that if he tries to roll over on the pillow and he wakes up, that he doesn't just pull the pillow out. What he does is he takes the pillow out, rolls to the other side, and puts the pillow behind him again. And he does this without lifting his head above the bed. He leaves his head right where it is. Then he keeps making adrenaline, and there's no other disruption in the sleep. And that should stop the apnea for now. Now let's see if we can fix the problem systemically, which will probably take 3 or 4 months. The problem is usually not digesting the food and having a toxic liver. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So how old a man is he?
65.
Yep, toxic liver. And how much does he weigh?
Oh, probably about 210, 220, something like that.
Okay. So what we're going to have to do here is get him on the HCL detox kit, number one thing we need to do. And at his age, he's going to need about 6 HCL and about 3 activator. And that would be taken end of meals.
Okay.
And then he should take 2 to 3 digest with the meal. Now, he'd take 3 if he eats meat, 2 if he doesn't. And if he forgets to take it at the mid-meal, then he can go ahead and take it at the end of the meal. Still works well.
Okay.
Okay, now he's digesting his food, so we're now stopping the rotting food from intoxicating the liver.
So now, when you're saying it's rotting, is that why his stomach keeps getting bigger and bigger?
You got it.
Oh, my goodness. That's
and so it'll be like somebody stuck a pin in his stomach and the weight will start disappearing.
Yeah, and that was my biggest concern is that his stomach, is the rest of him looks healthy, but his stomach just gets, we have to keep buying bigger and bigger pants.
Got it. Well, you're going to stop that now. Okay. Now, let's talk about how we're going to detox the liver.
Okay.
He may not like this, but the cheapest, fastest thing to do is to put him on some gallbladder nano detox.
And he doesn't have a gallbladder anymore.
Not surprised, see. But he still has bile veins from the liver that are all congested.
Uh-huh.
And that tells you that this has gone on for 20 years. Okay,
oh.
This didn't happen yesterday.
Right.
So the gallbladder nano, at his body size, he's going to need about 5 teaspoons of gallbladder nano and about 24 to 32 ounces of water. And he's going to sip this after breakfast, so he's done by 3 or 4 or 5 o'clock. Okay?
Okay.
Step 1. Now,
all day.
And he's going to do it for 16 weeks. And here comes the tough part, Emma. After 3 weeks, he needs to start coffee enemas. Now, we have organic coffee, we have the enema bucket, we have everything you need, and he needs to do 2 per week. And he needs to do them for the 13 weeks. Now, he's older, and he's done this a long time, so he may have to do 2 rounds of 13 weeks, but I wouldn't tell him that right now. I know I'm a little older than him, and I had to do about 3 rounds. But I can tell you, my skin looks the way it did when I was 20, and my body tremendously. My hair is better. Everything's better.
Yeah, I heard you say that.
I'm ecstatic that I did them. And this is what he needs to do, and Lord willing, he'll listen to you and do them, okay?
Okay.